record now, so you just go ahead and just go ahead when you want.
Do you do the Star Spangled Banner first? I'll sing it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Do it with the Naked Gun and a half. What is it? Naked two and a half? Naked Gun two and a half, right? Yeah. Leslie Nielsen style.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome so much to the podcast. Thank you for hanging out at our table.
Thank you for having us.
So everybody that is listening to us and watching us, this is Lost Circus. So we have Steven and then we have Brian from Lost Circus. So vocals, guitar and vocals.
Correct.
That's what I thought. Okay, so guys, first time doing Rock and Pod?
No.
Okay.
No, we did it last year.
Have you done it before as a band?
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we did last year. Yep.
Okay, I didn't know if you had gone solo or done previous things. Okay, so for those of us that are, or for those of our that people that are listening to us right now, why don't you just give us a little brief synopsis of your band? Because you guys have been around for a little bit. I love your music. I follow you guys on Instagram. I follow you guys on TikTok. So I feel like you guys are very sociable and like you always are like reaching out and, you know, liking things and sharing things. And we really appreciate that because Nashville's all about building community. And I love original music, especially original
stuff,
rock music.
By the way, yes. Great stuff. I just wanted to interject that before it kind of trails away from me.
Yeah, before he gets away from not talking.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, so yes, please give us a little synopsis of your band.
Go.
Oh,
go.
Me go?
You go.
So anyway. Yeah.
They're in a band, you could tell.
We got together originally right before the Great Pause and realized that, you know, at first we weren't sure where it was going, and almost immediately we started hashing through songs and it came out, we all liked it. And once we got the whole team assembled, we started recording, and originally we were going to do just a few songs, and we wound up tracking 8 songs in a day on the drums. And it's just been an amazing experience because we all truly contribute to the songs.
It's like a true democracy.
That's
which
important.
Is rare.
Rare, yes. And I mean, Steve's very intense on the lyrics. The lyrics mean a lot to us. Nothing is a throwaway. Nothing is just trying to get to the chorus. He really labors over even rhymes happening within rhymes and word tenses and everything. And it's really amazing because he approaches the lyrics and the vocals the same way that guitarists would approach a solo or tones and stuff like that. So. And it kind of translates into the way that we perform as well. We all feed off of each other, give each other ideas, and that's kind of all wrapped up in having fun and doing something we love.
Well, absolutely. And like being lifelong musicians, I mean, you've gotten to a point where it's kind of like in your own craft, you know how to make, how to get the best out of someone and what you bring to the table too. So, you know, it's about how you work together is key because that means something in a band. That's
yes.
Hard. It's hard work.
Absolutely.
Is it like the chemistry to thing that's like really bonds you together? Like just feeding off each other is the fun part of the whole process?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that, and we all have some common thread influences, but we're all different enough that everybody kind of, that's where you see it really come into play, is because there'll be that little something that one person brings to the table that the others didn't think of.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and little happy accidents that happen, you're like, wait, where did that come from?
I love that.
Every one of these guys can be replaced.
Jesus. Every one of them can be replaced.
Dictator.
I just want you to know that. I'm like, okay, there's that.
Yeah. Good time.
All right, Steve, you're the one, that's why you're the one with the ring, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
I guess you got that custom made.
Yes, my wife made it for me.
So your wife's a good lady.
She's all right. We had to mortgage the house for it, but it weighs 60 pounds.
Holy shit. Let me see. Ooh, this is not a joke.
No. I don't know how he lifts the microphone and his rings at the same time.
Oh, I love this. This is so cool.
What's that one thing from that show, The Office, where Jim was filling up the guy's phone with pennies, and he took him out one day? He's going to pick up his mic and like
smack himself
out.
In the face.
Yeah, exactly.
The Office is so good.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
So, like, it's important that y'all bring something to the table. And in that being said, like, who's the primary songwriter? Is there? Or do you guys just, like, really get together and you kind of, like, collaborate on your ideas?
I'm the lyricist.
Okay.
But we all we get together and we formulate.
No, I changed that one word, so I get a third.
Yeah, he gets a little cut, I guess.
The Nashville cut.
Yeah, the Nashville cut. I was in the room.
I was there.
It's can't, not cannot.
Right. Right. You get that apostrophe.
That is it. Yeah, exactly. The small little, it counts. It fucking counts. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so you're mostly the lyricist. And are the lyrics where you kind of thrive?
That's what I do. Yeah. I moved here in 97 as a songwriter. I was going to be an artist and realized that I couldn't be an artist and fit in country music the way that I wanted to. So I started writing.
Were you a country?
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote,
okay.
Yeah. Everyone said, oh, you're good. Move to Nashville. So I said, okay. And I moved to Nashville. So I did the writer's night thing for like 10 years. And I got burned out on it. And then I got back into heavy metal and hard rock and realized I could write those songs as well. I thought, I figured I could.
Sure.
So I started doing that. And then we got together and he had a bunch of ideas on guitar and we fixed made everything match. And then Kenny wrote a bunch of, riffs and you put them all together and sit around in a circle and make something happen. That's kind of basically what we did. We got together and played at least, it was about once a week we got together at Ridenour. We used to be Ridenour down in Murfreesboro.
Because we all kind of live out and around the circle of Nashville.
Sure.
So we have to figure out how to get together. And what's amazing about him is his favorite band is?
Megadeth.
Right. So here's a
guy. Can't go wrong there.
Which is not known for being a vocal band.
Right.
But this guy can sing like a bird, right? He approaches rock lyrics the way that country singers approach lyrics, in that they all have to matter.
Okay.
And there's a story with every song, right? So it's not just throwaway.
Yeah.
Like I said, to just get to a chorus. So you take an amazing vocalist like this who just loves Megadeth, but then loves lyrics the way that country artists would approach them.
Sure.
And that's what I think, to me, makes it so listenable.
Dude, that's such a great way of putting it, man. Like, it's just, you wouldn't notice somebody that loves Megadeth to be such a songbird and like be able to have this range and vibrato and then be conscious of the words and storytelling.
Absolutely.
But that's such a cool thing, man.
I love listening to him because of that very thing. Because
go on.
Here, I'll slip you $5 later, man.
Please, go on more.
If you replace me, who would compliment you like that?
I couldn't pay him enough.
Talk about some of these videos like that they put out. I want to hear some about that.
Well, wait. Well, let's do that. But before I do that, I want to give you guys. No. You didn't know. You didn't know where I was going. It's not your fault, babe. I don't include you in everything.
Don't leave me, babe. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to pass you guys a mocktail. So it's one of those things where I can't make. So if you guys were to come in and be on the show, the whole thing is we interview like rock musicians and then we teach them how to make a cocktail. And of course, I can't do that right now under these circumstances. So what I've done is I've made a mocktail and it's made with this seed lip non-alcoholic spirit, which is kind of what I would consider like a gin with no alcohol. And then I've topped it off with a little bit of this like mango, pineapple, lemongrass, peach, little tincture. And then we have some starry on top of it. So give it a taste because I think you're going to like it. I don't think it's terrible.
We're going to have background music underneath this whole thing right here. Tension building.
Very refreshing.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get the juniper hit from whatever that juniper drink is.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Gin. Was that Kentucky drink?
Yeah. Kentucky
drink? What's that Kentucky drink they do with the horses?
Oh, the mule?
No, mint julep.
Mint julep.
I got there.
He knows his stuff.
You knew before I did.
It's got a little, yeah.
Well, cool.
The floral.
Very nice.
Well, thank you guys. It's something refreshing, and I do enjoy a good mocktail from time to time. Granted, I'm drinking tequila on no sleep, but whatever. It is what it is.
I don't think
any of us got sleep. Did you do the Rare Hair performance last night?
I didn't, but I might as well have. I didn't get much sleep.
One did. And here we are. Okay.
Here we are, man, feeling like we did.
Yes. So you were saying talk about the videos.
I just stumbled upon that. I didn't stumble upon it because I was seeking it. But, man, I feel like I kind of got a direction of your vibe, man, through the videos that I saw. But talk about your latest videos and what it means and, like, what is the vision, man? If you had to sum it up, man, for an audience, what are you doing?
Here we go. If we didn't have Brian in this band.
I'll correct you if you're wrong.
The guidance for the video would have been crap.
Oh, okay. That's very direct. Yeah, why is that?
Because we're stupid and he is not.
You nailed that one.
But the whole concept was his idea, and he pitched it to us, and we were like, what a weirdo. And but it worked out fine. So, yeah.
That is so funny.
We had got together actually working on songs for the new album.
Okay.
And just in conversation, it came up, yeah, what song do you wish would have been done differently or heavier or redone now instead of when it came out? And the two that floated to the top were Silent Running by Mike and the Mechanics, which we released a few months ago. And that has kind of a semi, it's not a total, it is a lyric video, but there was actually some thought put into the background as well.
Chad, the bass player, did all
yes,
that.
Yes, he did all that. And then the other one was Uninvited, which originally was Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
And
Dan was telling me about
that.
Yeah,
it was pretty sweet, man.
When I heard that song when it first came out,
mind blown.
I always thought that Ozzy should have done it. It should have been an Ozzy song with all the strings. And the song plays heavier than it sounds.
Ooh, I just got chills when you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know? But because we couldn't convince Ozzy to do it, we decided to do it. So,
but better option.
So my buddy Saul Zonana, he actually played in Ace Frehley's band at one point. He was in Crash Test Dummies. He plays with Adrian Ballou. Mm-hmm. And he's an amazing artist in his own right and producer. We went down and he was like, I want to cut a song with you guys. And he's like, give me some ideas. And that was the one we presented to him. And he's like, look, you either duplicate this exactly or we totally make it your own. And that's what came out. And we wanted to keep the whole very dark, melancholy kind of vibe to it. But originally it was in the movie City of Angels with Nicolas Cage.
Yes. And
it was a love song between, you know, the love interest and the angel. And we're like, okay, how do we modernize it? And like out of the blue, it just hit me like, wait, the new angel or divinity would be AI. Trying to figure out its relationship to humans and vice versa.
Oh, that's deep.
Okay,
man.
So that's
pretty cool.
And totally
relevant, like, man.
Where it says like any hot-blooded woman in the song, we changed it to human. And all of a sudden it related to everybody.
Yeah.
And then just the whole vision came to me of how to, okay, if anybody watches the video, it starts out in the lab, AI becomes self-aware, he escapes, he's interacting with children in his, you know, infancy. Then he grows up and the humans want to use him as a weapon of war, and he's not quite sure how to interact with the people. And then, no spoiler alert, but he comes out and he figures out how to play guitar solos, and everybody's blown away and realizes, look, we just can't have this.
That's
right.
We cannot have AI replacing guitar players.
Why is this so funny to me?
You can replace drummers all day, but not guitar players, damn it.
Yeah, we have, superior drummer,
we have,
whatever.
Yeah, we have
there
standards.
There are rules.
Yeah. This is the red
There's
line
a hierarchy.
In the sand. You cross this, it's on. And so the battle ensues, and you don't know who survives, humanity or AI. And then I'll leave it at that so people can watch the end of the video.
Oh, I love it.
Leave us hanging, man.
Yeah.
Leave us hanging.
Since I interact a lot with the Alice Cooper and Bisto Blanco crowd, I called in a favor from Calico Cooper, Alice's daughter, who she directs all of Bisto's videos.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's fantastic. Very creative, and she's very active in Hollywood, her and Jed Williams, her husband. So they both came in, and I bounced the ideas off of her, and she was like, okay, here's how we do it, because she is a master of doing things on a budget and making it look like it was really expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and we... Of course, Tom, the drummer, and I are in video production and audio production here in town. We called our friends, said, hey, we're doing this. We got lighting people in, camera people, audio people. And we got a great location down for the outside shots, just outside of downtown, with some huge oil tanks behind us and the cityscape. And that is actually, and I'll give this spoiler away, an Easter egg to The Matrix. Because in the original Matrix movie, where they're running along the rooftops, if you take notice, it's actually downtown Nashville in the background in the Matrix movie.
Wow. So did they record in Nashville?
I didn't realize
that.
But they had a digital background
That looked
so
like Nashville.
Ours is an actual real shot. It's real camera work.
Okay.
But I was like, wait a second. So it's kind of a nod, tip of the hat to The Matrix, the AI. And when the AI is escaping the lab, the walk is the Terminator walk of the T-1000. Coming down the hallway.
Okay.
And he doesn't even do drugs.
It's all connected.
And now here's it's another. I've not revealed this anywhere, so this will be the first to you. The guitar that I'm playing on the guitar solo.
Oh, sorry.
You're right over there.
Yeah, I just dropped
man
my
down. You okay?
I dropped my toothpick and it landed in my beard and I couldn't find it. Go ahead.
Could have been weirder and worse.
Yeah, sorry about that. I could have. Go ahead, Brian.
So the guitar that I'm playing in the solo outside that the AI takes is one of the original 12 Gibson robot guitars.
Okay.
So that was the first attempt at guitar AI.
Okay.
So that was my little way of bringing it all home, is that, ironically enough, in our video, the artificial intelligence takes a guitar that was meant to be an AI guitar.
Oh, that's funny.
Again, this may just be for my own thrill and satisfaction.
I didn't even know that.
Right? But that was one of the original 12 self-tuning guitars that Gibson...
Oh, dude, did you bring that over to Michael Wagner's at one time?
Yes.
That's the one that he showed me? Were you there? I was like, oh, this thing's tuning itself. Okay, now it's connecting. This is levels, man. Holy shit. Go ahead.
So anyway, that's just another one of the little Easter eggs in there that may not matter to anybody, but it was kind of tying it all together, that the irony of AI coming and taking a guitar that was the original attempt at guitar AI, in a sense. But of course, we couldn't have that, and the battle ensued.
No kidding, man. That is a cool story.
Of course we couldn't have that, and the battle ensued.
That's awesome.
No, we'll have none of that.
Oh, my God. Well, when can we expect to see more of you guys? Like, I mean, I know that you're kind of, like, in the process of, like, playing shows and, like, writing more music. Like, do you think that there is a point... Okay, I'm going off on a tangent here, but do you think there is a point to just... like actually putting out like a demo or an album or just doing singles as you go along?
We want to do albums, but everyone's doing these singles.
The whole thing with doing the two covers, they're meant to be kind of bridge songs.
Sure.
Like, hey, here's keeping something out there as we're working on the album. Now, we also have one and a half songs. We put out a sports anthem.
Okay.
That is kind of a generic, covers all sports. He, again, brilliant lyricist, kind of included stuff for all kinds of teams and sports. But then the Predators, we did a custom song for the Predators.
Nice.
It's called Not in Our House.
Okay.
So we have two songs out for that. But those are kind of bridge songs. They may or may not be on the album.
Okay.
But we've got about, 12? Six, we've got six recorded. We've got six more to do, and we'll see what kind of comes out. But on your point, almost every song is really a single these days.
Yeah.
Unless you buy the physical product, people can pick and choose what song they want.
That's true.
Right.
And there's definitely a downside to it. And I'm just always curious as to people that are bands, like what they've chosen. Maybe not even what the best solution is. I don't know if there is one, but what they've decided to choose. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of...
I mean, the album thing is almost a mindset that's still left over from the technology at the time. Cassettes or albums or 8-tracks or whatever.
Sure.
You did an album, a collection of songs. It didn't make sense to physically print singles all the time.
Right. But because you'd be pissed off if you bought a single. You're like, why am I wasting my money on a single?
And,
I want the whole fucking thing.
And the physical effort of a cassette single, a CD single, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now you're kind of like, well, it's all accessible individually.
Right.
So it's almost for your benefit to call it an album.
Exactly.
Because nobody has to, even like, it used to be so important, song order.
Track listing. One piece of music.
Yes.
One piece of music.
Does it make sense congruently? And now, random. Playlists, you know, you get included in the mix of who knows who. How does your song stand on its own? So you almost have to approach every song as a single, unless you just want to, you know, just go off and here it is and see if people accept it. But every song is going to be judged on its own. You don't have any songs piggybacking along. And how many songs in history have we heard the DJ accidentally played the wrong side of the album and it was a hit? Like supposedly Beth, that happened.
And something like Queen song too, I think.
A Queen song, possibly. Yeah, and some DJ in Detroit getting locked out of his booth, and then the one whole side of the Led Zeppelin album playing, and somebody picked up on the song. So there was all these different things that now that's all gone away.
Yeah,
every song is standalone.
Yeah.
Yeah. True, man. True.
That's a great point.
Wow.
Well, guys, thank you so much for
Good
hanging
stuff,
out
man.
With us. Yeah, stopping at our little.
I'm
booth.
Not leaving.
You can hang out.
he's gonna sit in with everybody left.
I'm gonna write you guys a song.
Sit
right
there
now
and hover, intimidate
hold
everybody.
On,
sits
hold
there.
On. We got three more people coming, so you know you can hang out with
he's
us.
He's the house background vocalist.
But thank you guys so much for
hanging out with us.
This is great.
You guys.
Yeah, we're going to share your stuff and we're going to post everything at the bottom of this video. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. I wish you the best. I think it's really, really important that you guys are doing what you do. And cheers.
Thank you guys, man. Keep being killer, man.
Keep being killer.